Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Hey everyone, this is Chris Guillebeau. You are listening to a special episode of Side Hustle School. This short series is part of the Dell Technologies Small Business Podprints. Small businesses are constantly looking for ways to advance their marketing and grow their companies. That's why Dell Technologies assembled an all-star lineup of podcasters to create this year's virtual conference to share advice and inspiration. I hope you find this episode enjoyable and useful as we work together to support small businesses. Dell Technologies is here to help safeguard your business with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro, and provide relevant content for your business's success. To find more participating podcasts, search for Dell Technologies Small Business Podference on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. All right, let's jump right in. I'm excited to bring you this short series, which we are going to feature entirely around the concept of asymmetrical opportunities. If you have never heard that phrase before, an asymmetrical opportunity is one where the risk is low, but the possible reward is high. So starting a small business on a low budget is a perfect example, because your business idea might not work out, but if it does, there's no fixed limit to growth. In other words, your risk, your exposure is low, but your potential growth, your potential success is unlimited. So in this series of short episodes, we're going to do three of them. I'm going to share three examples of how ordinary people are exploiting asymmetrical opportunities to radically transform their lives. And the theme of the whole podference is transforming the new tomorrow. And I thought about that and I was like, well, the new tomorrow will not be televised. Why will it not be televised? Because it's available on demand right now. You don't have to wait for it. The new tomorrow is being live streamed, we could say. So our first example comes from the UK, where a 19-year-old young woman has made more than $400,000 naming Chinese babies. You heard that right. 19-year-old woman has made more than $400,000 naming Chinese babies on the internet, of course. Now, I haven't had a chance to wrangle her for the podcast yet. We're working on that. But here's the quick rundown of her story as reported by CNBC. So her name is Beau Jessop. She is just like any other British teenager, except for this one thing where she's making hundreds of thousands of dollars by naming Chinese babies. Beau was inspired to start the business in 2015 when she was just 15. And initially she provided it for free, but after naming more than 100,000 babies, she introduced a fee of 60 pence, which is less than a dollar or 79 cents in US currency. 6 months later, she had made more than $60,000. And since then, she has named a total of 677,000 babies and racked up revenue of over $400,000. Pretty crazy, right? Like, I read that story and I was like, this is Side Hustle School right here. Classic example. And it's also an example of an asymmetrical opportunity, because starting it was super simple. She just made this really, really basic website. And then she actually went to upgrade the systems once it became apparent that it was a big hit. So basically no risk in the beginning and huge, huge reward in the end. So imagine you have a crazy idea, like giving English names to babies born in China. Now, you might be too late for that particular idea because she's already got it, but imagine you had this one first and you made the website. And now imagine that instead of bringing in a ton of money, it actually failed, like it was a complete bust. Well, here's the thing, your risk was low. Your risk was extremely low. And the gap between boom and bust is so massive that if you did have this idea and you asked me about it, like, I would never say it's guaranteed to succeed, because how would I know? But I would say, why not try? Like, why not go for it? What do you have to lose compared to what you have to gain? No risk, no reward, no possibility of low-grade bust, no option for tremendous gain. So I'll leave you today with this question. What asymmetrical opportunity can you pursue? This series is just one of many podcasts included in the Small Business Podference presented by Dell Technologies. This conference has been created to encourage and inspire small businesses while covering topics like strategy, influencer marketing, and beyond. Learn from top names in the podcast world like Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money. Jill is a good friend of mine, by the way. Check out her podcast. Rhett and Link of the Ear Biscuits, and many more. To find more participating podcasts, search for Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. You can do that on the Odyssey app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.